All right, here in Tampa at the Ag Media Summit, I'm with Trimble Agriculture. And Rob, I'm going to let you tell me who you are and pronounce your last name for me.
Hi, I'm Rob Lindors. I'm the Director of Marketing for Trimble Agricultural Division and based in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about a number of topics related to some of the things that Trimble is doing in the precision ag area. Now, one of the things that I've heard said about Trimble, and I've heard the Trimble representative say, is that Trimble is colorblind, that you work with all of the different tractors and farm machinery so that your technology can be used in different types of farm machinery. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Well, farmers don't necessarily own the one brand. So one of our strategies is if they own a green tractor and want to shift the equipment across to their red combine or vice versa and have a blue planter on the back, then one of our goals is definitely to allow that customer to transfer the technology and their investment, for that matter, between all their vehicles on the farm. And I think that's a really important point that you make there, that we want to be really flexible for the customer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the main thing in precision and auto steer and all this stuff has been, I'd say, developed in the Midwest with the traditional crops of corn and soybeans. But it seems like we're getting in more and more into more specialty crops and things like peanuts and even fruits and vegetables. What is Trimble doing in that area?
Well, so I think we started and probably in the valleys in California with some of the high-value crops where the return on investment, which the investment was rather high then, was a compelling argument, and then moved into the Midwest. I think one of the things that we've done in the last 12 months is come out with some extra technology, which is just based on auto steering, called our True Tracker Implement Guidance. And essentially what that does is, if you want to go repeatable 1 inch across your crop, just steering the tractor is not everything you need now. If you need to come back and do multiple passes over that field with a implement, then you really need that implement on that 1 inch repeatable path. So True Tracker does that. We're seeing an amazing acceptance of True Tracker and the potato market, and steering their planters so that they can come back and they have all these tools like damodikers and things. And we have customers actually doing 6 passes across the same field using True Tracker from planting all the way through to harvesting.
One of the things that one of your points here is cutting cab clutter. That caught my eye here because as a techie myself, you know, we tend to have computers and we have cell phones and we have, you know, all kinds of things in your car. You got a GPS system, you know. So how are you helping to cut down on the clutter in the cab?
So I think there's really one strategy that we have moving forward into that, and that goes along with your first question really about the color blindness. Well, we want to be technology blind as well to a certain extent, and therefore in the last 12 to 18 months we've added variable rate planting, seeding, spraying, spreading. Our field manager display actually has the capabilities of collecting the topographic data and then on the display itself, no computer needed, creating a model that you can then go level the field. The implement steering is in there, guidance, all sorts of variety tracking. So it's really giving that customer not only everything they need at their fingertips, but also a really consistent way of doing that. You know that when you get a new program for your computer, it takes time to learn it, right? So having that one user experience where they learn, get used to it, and then we can continue to add functionality onto that to make it a more effective tool.
Well, water management is become a huge issue pretty much in every part of the country. How does Trimble help with that?
So I think it's becoming an issue in every part of the world, actually. But Trimble has multiple products that fit into that marketplace. And as we talked about, the field manager display will go from everywhere from collecting the data in the field to creating what we call a best fit on the screen and then going out and leveling. Well, water management's not necessarily all about leveling, so there's really some other functions in that system that allow the farmer to use them in different ways. We have a function called point to slope, which is used in the drainage market so that they can lay down some tile drain. And also, I think one of the first things that auto guidance was ever used for in the 1-inch was drip tape, and allowing them to put down drip tape and leave it down for 10 years and come back over. And I think I don't think that's ever gone away.
Getting back to the cab clutter, I think the connected farm kind of relates to that, because you're having your tractor communicate with like your home office computer. How does that work?
So I think the connected farm strategy from Trimble is really, it's a really simple strategy. It's just making it easy for the farmer. We talked about all these functions that are now in the electronics in the cab, and so how do we collect all that and get it back to the farm and make it easy to use? And I think that's definitely a way that we're heading. We released both our EasyOffice desktop software package earlier on in the year, as well as our Agricultural Manager, which allows the farmer with fleets to monitor his fleets, get mobile alerts when one of the equipment's either not functioning the way it should or needs to be refilled or needs the tender vehicle to go to it. So I think it's giving the farmer the power to manage all their tools effectively.
Right now, input costs are so high. How do you tell a farmer that investing in these kinds of tools and technology is going to pay off?
So I think it's becoming an easier and easier job. I think the farming community has watched this GPS technology, if we can call it GPS technology. There's been many papers written on the return on investment and guidance. With the input costs where they are, that's only becoming a more and more compelling argument. There's new technology out there with automated boom shut-off and row shut-off that has also not only left and right of guiding your tractor, but front and rear as well, and then, of course, all the variable rate technology. So I think it's a pretty easy argument these days to at least get people to go and do the numbers for the return on investment.
How does Trimble help farmers, especially, you know, because farmers generally tend to be a little bit on the older side? How do you help them in terms support to adopt the technology, to learn, to get through that learning curve?
So I think there's two parts. We're on, I don't know, I think it's our third generation light bar now, so we've learned a lot. Technology allows us to make easier and easier equipment to use, and our dealer network, of course. We have a fabulous dealer network here in North America. They've been with us since the start. They know farmers, they know our equipment, and any farmer that goes in the door, our dealers will help them out in both understanding the technology and finding what fits for them, because there's multiple strategies within and the farming cycle that someone needs to go look at.
All right. Well, then let's wrap up. I'm here at the Ag Media Summit in Tampa reporting.